This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Hi everybody, it's Guy again coming to you from Orlando, Florida at the IAUG Converge 2013 conference. My guest in the segment is Greg Weber of the Avaya Chief Technology Office and one of the most influential people in Avaya's sales and product development organizations. Greg, welcome to the IAUG Converge 2013 podcast.
Thanks for the opportunity and it's been a pretty awesome conference so far.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Greg. I know you've got a significant background, part of some of Avaya's most significant innovations. Give us a little background on yourself.
I consider I have one of the hands-down coolest jobs at Avaya. I got three different roles predominantly. Number one, I get to be an architect. For the last 15 years, I've got to help evolve and care for a lot of transitions from Definity G3R to Communication Manager to Avaya Aura and the like. I jump over the fence to become a developer. I support all this stuff through services, and I get to do a lot of frontline sales-oriented activities also.
Fantastic, fantastic. I know I see you at all the bigger customer events, and I know from your reputation how effective you are with customers. Speaking of customers, at the event, you did present on Avaya Session Management, one of the educational sessions. Can you tell us a little bit about what you presented and how the audience reacted?
Absolutely. One of the real exciting times that we're at is that we're moving from that PBX world that we've known for a really long time into this new kind of communications world. And Session Management plays a really, really big part in that. What a lot of people have started coming to the conclusion on is that PBXs really do four things for you. Number one, is they kind of provide user features and services. They do media resource allocation. They set up a conference and they play announcements. They support your endpoints and they do routing. And what we notice is when we bring in session management, we start splitting all that apart. So a lot of people had a lot of epiphanies. First phase is really taking routing out of your existing PBXs and you push it into what we call the session manager. And you get a lot of optimizations, you get a lot of advantages for your enterprise. Unfortunately, a lot of people just stop at that phase. And what our session was really about were the other three phases of session management. What it means to decouple devices away and start proliferating that BYOD experience. Splitting apart the applications so you can start doing what we call sequenced apps, meaning that you can deploy applications in days and weeks instead of months and years without upgrades and without a lot of risk. And then we start optimizing how we share resources through the enterprise. So there's really four phases that everyone got introduced to. I mean, everybody's kind of run to the first phase and they're excited to start implementing the other phases in their organization.
It's interesting. It seems like all the mindshare around SIP has been on the trunk side to date. And people are just really starting to begin to explore the opportunities that SIP provides them in the application layer. Any interesting customer examples of how that's happening?
Yeah, I see it a little bit differently, actually. I think there are three use cases of SIP. First of all, you mentioned SIP trunking, and there's a whole world out there of interfacing your service providers through that mechanism. There's another use case that everyone calls like SIP endpoint. How do I get all my different devices and clients, and how do they talk all SIP up to the core? But what we all seen the biggest gains in is what we call SIP at the core, meaning how do you connect together your existing PBX systems, your existing traditional telephony services such as voicemail, conferencing, IVRs, and the like. And that's where we see a tremendous amount of progress. So in the end of the day, we noticed that we used to call that the future of session management. But it's hard to say that's the future because thousands of customers have now deployed SIP at the core. It's really now, and Avaya continues to lead in that area. If thousands of customers is too much to kind of list on the podcast. But what's also very clear is that a lot of people are embracing SIP endpoints. And you see a bunch of customers kind of providing that intelligence at the edge, and then other ones trying to create a stronger affinity with their service providers through SIP trunking.
See, so SIP at the core is not just Avaya to Avaya. It's also this multi-vendor panacea we've always been chasing. Now, it really becomes more real, doesn't it, SIP?
Absolutely. One of SIP's best benefits is it's very open, it's very flexible. But that's also its biggest detriment at times. And it's led to a real balkanization of the protocol. Every major vendor out there has their own standard dialect. So it was typically very hard to even take standard components and kind of make them work together. So our session management provides a very rich set of adaptations that allow a lot of these third-party components, may it be centralized applications, centralized services, their PBXs themselves and the like, and allows them to integrate into the same ecosystem to the advantage of the customers.
So the session manager is sort of the lingua franca between all these various different flavors of SIP. Everybody connects into session manager and then makes the transition. Is that what I'm understanding?
Apparently, I get a new vocabulary word every day because I'm not even sure what that lingua whatever word was. But yes, okay. If you mean that it combines all this stuff together, absolutely. It's one of the basis for what we call the Avaya OR communications core. And this is big components of their session management, the session manager and administration through the system manager. So the system manager gives a holistic view of administration, it gives a holistic view of routing, policies, alarming, debugging, and it's all implemented from that session manager component.
Greg, I want to thank you for your active participation in the APN Podcast Network. We've got some great content here for our audience. Is there anything else you want to say before we close out?
I got to tell you, I always get nervous at a conference like this because they always told me that I'd get 2 free meals at Avaya the day I started and the day I was let go. And I'm just hoping today's not that day.
Yeah. Well, the food has certainly been good here this week, as well as all of the educational sessions and entertainment. It's been a great week.
Absolutely has.
Great, everybody. You've been listening to the APN Podcast Network. This is your host, Guy Clinch, and a thank you to Greg Weber, who's been our guest in this segment. Please continue to listen to all the conversations that are hosted by myself and Mark Fletcher during the conference. This is your host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best and your productive day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.